what you doing?
In
Every year,
the
yeah, it sounds like it, nigga. Sick.
I was waiting, like it did not just, it didn't say you joined or anything, so it's
Oh,
crazy.
I'm like, damn, what the fuck?
It's crazy. Oh, absolutely nothing.
Oh, because it started messing up. I'm about to say, here we go with these problems again.
Oh,
No,
there we
you
go.
good. We can never be great.
They never want us to be great. Is it because we're black?
You know what? Everybody I know that's black and we've been visiting on their podcast, they said that this site.
It sounds like a load to me.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, get this shit started.
You have to do the quote.
You ain't even do the intro, my nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Thank you for tuning into the Vintage Space with Zay and Jay. And yeah. I'm
so
sorry,
okay, I've been drinking, and her ass seemed like she been drinking. Anyways, let's kick it off with this motherfucking quote. As you know, this episode is titled "It Takes a Village," as we will discuss if we feel that the village is still necessary to raise a child. But before we do that, I just wanted to give out a quote that I looked up today, and it's kind of, it doesn't involve the village, but it's kind of something that I take to heart, so I like it. The quote is, "The attitude you have as a parent is what your kids will learn. They don't remember what you try to teach them. They remember who you are." This is inspired by Jim Henson. Love that.
I like that.
I like that. That is fun.
I down. It's doing that bullshit again. I think we lost him. Jay, did we lose you?
You ain't.
You know, we poke. We got to run up our money so we can get home.
We can do something else because this app is like, bullshit you not, bitch.
It's like, village where? Delete.
I guess that's good because that's how I feel. So let's go. Like, let's get into this motherfucking conversation.
Okay, so I feel like it still do take a village to raise these children. But the village is not raising the children. But back in the day, you know, we was able to go places without cell phones. We didn't have cell phones. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're old. Shit. But back in the day, you know, we was able to go to about 4 different people's houses on the block without phones and stuff like that. And their parents would feed us while we there and all that. Make sure we are straight. That's part
maybe
of that.
Maybe my mom was too straight. I don't remember being able to do any of that, but you know.
And my family just live close together, but we also knew the people on the block as well. You know, that one kid where everybody bike is out front on the lawn. Yeah.
That's facts. Be fucking up their grass. They be like, we can't never have nothing nice. No, because you let all these motherfucking kids over, nigga. What you mean?
Yes, but the parents was always so nice to us, but you know when company leave. Now I done told your ass you can't have no motherfucking company.
And then you got to bail your friend like, Miss Jackson, come on now. I just came over. He didn't even know that I was coming. Like,
exactly. But that goes with the it takes a village because our parents, as long as we was with that one friend, they was like, okay, cool. Okay.
I guess I'm opposite. I do get where you're coming from, where I'm 50-50, but I'm a lie if I say that too, because I don't think that the village raised a kid anymore for the simple fact, one, they don't raise the kids. Most of the people inside the village have damaged the children. Yes. Two, the people who are inside of the village, they're so fucking damaged that they don't want to help out. They want to see the other person struggle. Three, the village is not just the family, and a lot of people think like, oh, your family should be doing that now. So what the fuck? When really the village back then used to be everybody. Facts. Yes. Because so here's the thing. Everybody used to think that Burleigh was a piece of shit. It was the hood. No, I grew up on Burleigh and I was cool with everybody on that motherfucking street. And to be exact, 35th in Burleigh. So everybody thinks that shit is like smack dead in the motherfucking hood. No. If y'all know where Mr. Carter is, if you was anywhere in Mr. Carter's area, you had a village. But I will say that village seemed to have been so smooth because like it was cool when I grew up, but then I realized growing up, being a little bit older, I was like, damn, them adults was really trying to get the kids in trouble. They weren't really supporting us.
This is the thing though. I grew up off of First and Hour, then 42nd and what is that? Start with an L. It was kind of like the hood, but not the hood. Lloyd, 42nd and Lloyd.
Why the fuck did I know you was gonna say that?
Like it's crazy. So I was on our Lloyd. Like we was everywhere. Then you know, Appleton and all that shit. And in each place where I stayed, there was a village that took care of all the children. Nobody turned their back on the kid. None of that. It's these are little shorties. You know, we go look after them. Ooh, it was never no. Nah, you go ahead and go over there by your parents and stuff like that. But the whole, I ran into a teacher. Remember? Oh my God, our 8th grade teacher. What was she teaching? Social studies.
Oh, I thought you meant the fine one. Anyways, who?
It's Goodwin.
That nigga. You know that's my motherfucking cousin.
I'm sorry, but motherfucker. She used to.
I was pissed when I found out that was my cousin.
We didn't have this back in our day. We didn't have that. And it's like, okay, we get it. But y'all make those sacrifices.
They want us
for
to.
For it to be easier on us, correct? Or correct me if I'm wrong. Did you want us to struggle just as much?
They want us to struggle. I feel like they want to, and that's my thing when I say, like, the village don't exist no more. Like, so remember when we first had our kids, and I don't know if you had this experience. I used to think that the village was any grown woman older than you who has the wisdom or the knowledge that you don't have. They can, like, teach you some shit. But, like, as soon as you get pregnant, these women want to dog you out and talk shit about you. Our biggest enemies are the older generation of women that comes before us and shit like that. And you'd be looking like, my nigga, why you hating on me when I'm just doing what the fuck you did? And it wasn't even on purpose. A lot of the women in our generation, they were getting assaulted by their own boyfriends. And a lot of people think like, oh, they wanted to get pregnant. They tried to trap this nigga. Did y'all forget that it takes two to have sex? It takes two to have a motherfucking kid.
And I think they forgot nowadays, men try to impregnate women.
Yes.
So that they have no choice but to stick around with them. Like, no, absolutely not, sir. I'm sorry, but
I feel like it takes a lot of trust to let the village raise your child. And I don't have that trust anymore because, I mean, I looked at the fact that, like, how I would get on the bus. And my funniest moment, and it wasn't funny because I really wanted to punch this old lady in her shit. But she was like, I bet you they on Section 8. And I was like, bitch, what help did you have when you went? Like, what made you so fucking bitter? And she just looked at me. I was like, and my baby daddy was like, so mad. He was like, she's so old. I was like, I'm not even saying nothing rude. I said, rude was assuming we was on Section motherfucking 8. I'm not dogging nobody that's on that shit. But the fact that she just assumed that when our daughter ain't shit but 3 months old, and I'm over here taking care of your household, my mom, me, my own daughter and stuff. And I'm doing this shit without the state help. When I finally got state help, I was so embarrassed because the older generation made it seem like a bad thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. When I got state help, I reaped every fucking benefit.
Man.
I'm pouring into this motherfucking state. I better reap some benefits from this motherfucking state. Can't nobody shame me on shit. I don't give a fuck. As long as
okay.
Kids are good and stuff like that, because guess what? At the end of the day, I'm still paying for them benefits because I have a job.
Facts.
I'm taking taxes out of my goddamn check. So technically, I'm still paying for food share.
Okay.
I'm still paying for daycare. So what? It's just my check's not up to par. Nowadays, people will be like, I'm gonna have my brother babysit. I'm gonna have my cousin babysit. I'm gonna have my sister babysit. But the thing about that is, that babysitter ain't gonna always be there because you still and you holding them back from doing what they need to do.
Yep.
They be wanting jobs and relationships, and they got kids of their own and stuff like that. But it's because everybody's so greedy nowadays. Mm-hmm. The prices of everything is going up, so that village is breaking down more and more. It sucks because us growing up, like, though we had strict parents, at the same time, we were still able to maneuver around with certain friends sometimes. Like,
really?
And like, they parents know where we are because the parents were communicating with each other.
Yeah.
Nowadays, the parents do not communicate with each other.
They do not.
These kids stealing these cars and shit, and they ending up dead, or they killing each other, and they getting slaps on the wrist and shit like that. That's not raising these kids. That's like egging their bad behavior on. That's like letting your kids stand up in the middle of the store, cutting the fuck up, and then you reward them.
Yeah, no. They do that too. They do that too. But you know, I realized that out here in Texas and stuff, the families don't talk to the kids like they used to in Milwaukee. Like, as I always say, you know, in Milwaukee, the parents used to get so tired of the kids getting called to the office and having these same arguments that the family would go in and be like, okay, we all need to talk as a collective to figure out what the fuck is going on, or y'all need to stay away from each other. Girl, you can't do that out here in Texas. If you want to talk to the family, they'd be like, no, 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 we can't do that. We can't do that. And then they wonder why these kids blowing up and shit like that. And I just be saying, like, I just need this to squash this and that and blah, blah, blah. The village is every motherfucking part. And it's sad to say, like, I think the biggest part of our village, and nobody wants to admit it, are our teachers. They are not the second parent, but they are. They see our kids more than us throughout the week. That's the sad part. And nobody want to admit that. But when these teachers go through burnout and these teachers get sick of the bullshit that you're allowing your kids to do, and you not punishing them, and I'm not saying beat the fuck out of y'all kids. Like, y'all here punishing, y'all just think, like, let's beat the sense into them. That shit not gonna work, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Find other alternatives. I'm not saying, I'm not a gentle parent. I will tell you that now. I say, I speak to my kid like she is grown because she's not gonna stay a child forever. So I speak to her like she got common motherfucking sense. Then after I speak to you, we need actions. If I don't see your motherfucking actions, then you get a punishment as far as something getting taken away. Now, if you think you're going to disrespect me for a third time, we're going to move into a whooping.
It's crazy because you just brought up some. All right, you're right. Like, teachers are another parent because the mother carries the child for about 9 months. Kids are in school for 9 months out of the year. We're weekend parents. We're like the deadbeats, but we ain't the deadbeats. Because we be like, all right, we going to see you at nighttime when it's about time for y'all to go to bed.
I see you at 2:45, nigga. 2:45.
Exactly. If you work late like me, all right, I see you around dinner time. Then y'all go ahead, take showers, get ready for bed. And yeah, same cycle. But, you know, on the weekend, I'm off of work, so it's whatever. But these teachers got to deal with our kids, and it's the... And my oldest son taught me this. When he first got to school, he was a bad as shit. He was a bad fuck. He was a bad like, he was just fucking bad. Disgusting. And I was like, what? Not my baby. Absolutely not. He do not act like this at home. Everybody know how I raised my household. I'm like, oh, hell no. No, he do not. And then I got that one phone call. And I was like, oh, fuck no. And I was like, I bet he want me to tear that ass up. But guess what? He got his shit together when that school year came around. And he won these little leap pass for being the most behaved child in the whole entire school and everything. And ever since that year, he's been doing absolutely wonderful. And now he's about to be in middle school. So it's crazy.
I'm so glad. I'm so
It's weird. I feel old.
Girl, me too.
I feel a little old.
I feel like old because I'm watching my daughter get into her own self. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I think the fun part about all of this is, like, although I'm saying, like, I don't trust the village, I think you can agree that my mom is my village.
Mm-hmm.
because, yeah, my setup is very different and unique compared to most parents who are single mothers and stuff like that. I have somebody where my daughter, she gets to choose where she wants to stay throughout the week, where it's between my mom and me. And most people look at me and be like, oh, you got it good and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but I went through years of depression. I went through years of bullshit, of being triggered and stuff like that. And I did not want my daughter around me in that phase. And a lot of people look at that negatively. And I think that's when I lost my trust in the whole village part. Because, like, for the women who should understand the mental drain, the emotional drain, just being frustrated, not knowing what to do, this is your first child. It's the reason why I won't have another child. It's like everybody turned against me, but they didn't want to be like, oh, where's the father? Where's this? Where's that? So my mom always stepped in and was like, you know what? I don't want you to struggle. Even though sometimes we disagree, because I feel like some of the stuff that she does is just like, are you belittling me as a parent? Are you like trying to overstep me as a parent? She done raised three of us, my nigga. Like, she got to be right at some point. But sometimes I'm just like, damn, would you let me learn this shit on my own? But to be real, I feel like if I did not have her, I don't know how good of a parent I would have been.
Right. I feel you.
So I'm like, horrible though.
And, like, for my oldest son, like, part of his first year, when I really started working when he was a few months old, he pretty much stayed with his granddad. And I would go and visit him sometimes because it was like getting to work was kind of a hassle for me back then. Yeah. And so he was spending a lot of time with his granddad. And he helped out a lot when it came to that. But I still provided for him. I bought all his diapers. I bought the formula. I did all of that. You know, I did my duty as a mother. And I still spent time with my kid until 2 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm walking to my mom's house and taking my shower and eat. And then go to bed, get right back up around 8 o'clock in the morning, get ready for work, and do it all over again.
That part.
Do it all over again. And one time I even walked in a blizzard just to see my son because he was staying at his granddad's house because I still had work and I was picking up a lot of hours. I was picking up hours as it goes. Like, I need these hours. I have a kid. I'm a new mom. I'm a teenager. I'm 18. All I got is my high school diploma, so I need work. And it was crazy, but everybody stepped up. My cousins, my mom, my stepdad, even my siblings. My little sister is only 3, almost 4 years older than my oldest son. So it was crazy. Yes.
That's wild.
14 this year. Yeah. So it's crazy.
That's so cute. Oh my God.
But when I had my daughter, well, when I had my youngest son, by then, I matured so much, and my village grew even bigger. And then by the time I had my daughter, it was everybody was around. You know, everybody, what do you need? Do you need this? Do you need that? She's my fourth kid. She's my fourth kid by the time I turned 24, 25? One of them. Yeah. I had my third kid by the time I was 22.
Oh, okay.
So I had my first kid at 18, my second kid at 20, my third kid at 21. And they are 2 years apart. And I know what y'all thinking, but how if my youngest son's birthday is legit a week before my birthday? So before I turned 22, his birth, he was born. He was supposed to be due on my birthday. I said, fuck that shit. Get him out now. He came. But I had my village, and after every kid, I would stay at my mama's house for a week to 2 weeks. Yep. And my mom worked third shift at a hospital, so she would come and she would she would get off work, clean up, like her uniform and all that, and she, I wake up and she holding the baby.
Yeah. But let's talk about the, like, the downfall of the village. One thing I would say, while we are saying that, because we were teen parents, I would tell every child, like, if you are in high school, don't be worried about trying to be in a serious relationship. I understand that everybody, hormones is up there. Protect yourself, kind of see, make sure you don't have any kids, because what you have to realize is that your friends also have the decision to have sex and possibly bring a child in this world, and no one is obligated to help you. And I can say I had, when I first had my child, I had so many people that helped. And because of the situation I was in, they couldn't stand what I was going through, that they just fell out. They fell off slowly. And I want people to realize, like, when you lose your village, it's not a great feeling. And then you don't know how to trust people. So I would say, one, protect yourself, understand and cherish those friendships that if you do find yourself in a situation where you are pregnant, really cherish those people that's saying, like, I'm gonna help you out, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that, but also realize that they're not obligated to do shit that they do. So don't take it, take advantage of it. Don't force the situation. And if you name somebody a godparent, my nigga, make sure that they really worth that title, because I don't think people in this generation really know what a godparent is, because that's actually, to be honest, there's a legal situation with that too. So before you name somebody a godparent, understand that that person can also take custody of your kids if something were to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
If something happens to you and the other parent, they are next in line to get custody of the child.
Mm-hmm. Don't take advantage of y'all village, because I can say, because I didn't realize how bad my situation was, I didn't take advantage of the village. I just didn't appreciate it. I had one that was my daughter's godmom. Don't even talk to her to this day, but I love checking in on her. Like, yes, y'all, I'm Facebook stalking my daughter's godmom, because she was dope. Like, she was dope, but she could not stand the abuse and the mistreatment I was going through. And she told me straight up, like, I can't watch this, and I can't watch a kid go home to this every day. I respected it. I was pissed off. I respected it. Then my best friend, the downside about a village is, like, you never know if somebody means well or if they just here for extra benefits. She just wanted my kid because I feel like sometimes it was convenient and she could get the money out of it, and I knew when she was playing me, but because I was struggling so bad and I don't have the big family like everybody have, I just have my mom and stuff like that, I went through and I had to pay, and I'm talking about I would give up my whole tax season for her, I would give up my whole motherfucking college refund for her. Even if I got paid in my checks, I still was paying her after that. And it's just like, yes, I do agree, when people watch your kids and stuff, you need to pay them. I don't give a fuck if it's family. I don't give a fuck if it's your best friend, godparent, whatever. The only person I ain't paying is my baby daddy, because, bitch, you put this motherfucker in me. So other than that, like, yep, I paid you with
I'm sorry.
I do say, you're fucking annoying, bro.
I'm fucking nuts.
But I do feel like people need to stop taking advantage, because I've heard so many times when talking to my friends, like, that's my mama. She should want to take care of my kids. Nigga, do you want to take care of a motherfucker for free?
Like, your mama already did your job. That's why I get kudos, because my kids was over my mama's house this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they terrorized the shit out of them. My brother's girlfriend went into their room, closed themselves in, tried to barricade themselves in. My little sister went in her room. They was like, fuck that shit. They would send me text messages like, come and get your goddamn kids. And I'm like, I'm not the mother. They over there with y'all. Go upstairs and tell mommy. It was one of those things. Like, my kids are asking, Nana, can we come over? And not this weekend, okay, fine.
She was giving a nice answer. She was like, I don't really want you here, but.
Like, God damn it, this shit called me, boo, why? And I'm like, I told them not to.
I told them to leave.
You got a girl backbone to tell them no, but they my baby. Okay.
All right. You gonna baby their ass into a headache, that's what.
Especially my daughter, she likes six kids in one. That girl is a busybody. She's a busybody. But The downfall, I did experience a downfall with a village before where people would use me. Like, at that point, I had two kids, and by that time, I was 20, working security. Back then, this was like 2015, 2016. You know, security was only paying $10, $10.50 an hour. What? That wasn't really, really shit back then. Yeah.
Well, damn.
And though that was like above minimum wage, when you got two kids, that's nothing.
That ain't shit.
So, yeah, like weekly, like your checks would be like five something. That and that, like five something, six, like eight something for 2 weeks, pretty much was the checks.
Yeah.
That's nothing when you have two kids. And I would let people just take my car while I'm at work. Take my car, pick me up. My kid is in the car with you. Take care of my kid. Take my car, pick me up.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, I was like, that was dumb as fuck. But, you know, I had to do what I had to do. You know? I had to make sure that my kids ate. You feel me? One thing about me, my kids was always a fly motherfucker.
Okay.
With them goddamn Walmart outfits and them goddamn Family Dollar fits. Family Dollar need to bring back them outfits, them Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle outfits, yeah, for like $5.50.
See, that's the other thing, though. These parents now, they got to really start letting these kids be kids. They be so dead set on showing out for the internet, getting the newest, the brand new shit. And I'm like, these kids be wanting to wear the fucking latest action figure and everything. You be like, what the fuck, nigga?
My sons do that. My oldest is in fifth grade. His light up shoes, his class love the light up shoes. They love that shit. I'm like, oh, okay, that y'all still like those. Now, Skechers is a good brand, but
my daughter don't fuck with them. She don't fuck with them. I gave her one pair, she liked it, and other than that, she was like, no, we don't do that. I said, oh, okay.
Now, so, guess what? I went to Walmart, got them those light-up joints and shit like that. They love them, and they light up bright as hell, so you can't miss your kid. You can't lose your goddamn kid, because them motherfuckers is bright.
Bright. Also, people got to realize, stop thinking when your kids say, I don't want this, it's them being unappreciative or, like, they're being disrespectful. You don't know what the fuck they going through in school, who teasing what they trying to avoid. I'm not saying cater to their every knee and they fuck around wearing a size 2 talking about some, I want some $500 shoes. Then we got a problem, sir. Like, okay. And I ain't never thought there was a $500 pair of shoes until I met some motherfuckers and it showed me their fucking receipt. And I was wondering what crack they were smoking buying some $500 shoes for some kids. That's just going to fuck it up in 2 weeks. Keep buying them Walmart shoes. Keep buying the fucking Spider-Man and SpongeBob and the fucking floral things, the light-up shoes, because there's nothing wrong with that. But y'all teaching, when you force these kids into these name brand things, you really are telling them, like, it's okay to be this, probably this person that's bullying folks for being less fortunate. Like, we all know people struggle. Yeah, and I don't fuck with that because I'm like, we all struggle at some point, but you telling them, I'd rather you look like you're not struggling then to fucking respect everybody around you when we know we struggling. That's dumb as fuck. What's the point of having some $200 pairs of shoes if you can't eat at night?
What's the point of having $200 pair of shoes if your kid got outgrow them motherfuckers in a few months?
My nigga, the way these motherfuckers grew out of shoes left and right, I was so glad when my daughter started getting a steady shoe size. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with your feet, my nigga? No offense, wasn't trying to make her feel bad. She always was laughing, but I was like, broski, you got one more time to grow.
Imagine having two sons that are, like, up there together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God, and no pass downs because these motherfuckers wear the same size clothes and same size shoes, and they're 2 years apart.
Yeah, might as well. If they keep it decent looking, go ahead. Pass that shit down. And
no, but when they like that and they both wear the same size, everything, you can't.
Okay. Like,
God damn it. Gotta buy double.
I'm like, fuck this shit. I think that's a good part. I give the moms with multiple kids, I gotta give y'all credits because the way, like, they can hold shit down. And I seen something, and I don't know if I sent it to you on TikTok. It was like they did an experience where it seemed like the people with one child were more stressed out than people with multiple kids. And I was like, it makes sense if you really think about it, because they get into a point where they're like, I don't have to panic about this. I have experience with this situation, because the older child gave them that experience and it just keeps cycling out or whatnot.
And not only that, but you ain't got to worry about keeping your child entertained for hours and hours.
Yeah.
They got a plan made already. You'd be like, all right, bet.
That's my biggest issue, and that's the thing I regret the most, is that I do wish that my other kids could have made it here. I do wish that, like, maybe I'll get out of my little funk one day and say, like, oh, I'm going to have a kid. But you have to think now, like, how old my daughter is. By the time I finally decide to have a child, she's not going to need that person. But I think you be on the phone. But sometimes she just seems so, like, she wants somebody. So that's the main reason why she goes between my mom and me, because, you know.
I would still say, still give her one when you're ready, because me and my brother is 9 years apart. Me and my sister is 14 years apart, and I love them dearly. It was like playing dress up with a doll that's actually real.
Yeah. See, and my whole thought process behind that is like, who would she have in this world? Because she has a dad, but you know, she don't have her dad's side of the family. She has cousins, but they have each other. Who the fuck does she have? But I'm so fucking damaged by what happened in that specific relationship. I don't want another kid. And I think if somebody makes me fall in love enough to, like, you know what, I'm open to this, I'm gonna feel like shit, because I also feel like she might think that I love that child more. And that's my biggest thing. And I'm like, I love my daughter like nothing in this world, but like there was too much trauma and disrespect associated with being pregnant with her. So there was stuff that, like, I don't want her to look at another kid and be like, I can't stand this kid, because I went through torture with my older sister. I think what are we, like, we're 7 years apart. And I mean, when I say tortured, we're talking about hot water, electrocution, being hung, being stabbed, being cut open, being forced down, getting beat up, all that shit. And people think that you will want multiple kids. When you know that there's a space between the kids and you see the same exact space between your child and possibly another one, you get scared. Like, what if my daughter become as hateful as my sister was towards me?
Okay. And I guess, I don't know. Because my oldest son, he's 10. He was laying across the couch yesterday on his phone. And I'm in the kitchen. He's like, Mama, when you gonna have another baby? And I was like, who?
Ooh.
Who the fuck?
Boy, he tried it.
It's four of y'all.
I got my nigga with the whole football team. Okay.
Is she four? Go over there and say hi to your sister. Every time I had a kid, my kids were so ready to be the older one and stuff. And now Layla got in her head, like, I want to be an older sister. And it's
baby. Bucks. You got this. Like, we're going to get you a dog.
I swear. And it's crazy, though, because, like, when I had my second child, my son was only a year in a year and 10 months. When I had my third kid, my second child was a year and 11 months, and my oldest child was 2 years. It was 2 years old, going on three. So it's crazy. They're 2 years apart. And then by the time I had my daughter, you know, like, it was like, boom, 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 my oldest had just turned six, and then 13 days later I gave birth to, well, 10 days later I gave birth to my daughter.
So do you think you just don't want any more, or do you think, like, it has to be the right person if you were to?
It gotta be the right person. He can have kids too. I ain't like that, because I have kids, but I would want him to be respectful.
Pause. Okay. How are you? I do agree with that. You got to respect your baby mama, or you ain't getting no poom poom from me anyways. But, like, when it comes to me, you cannot have more children than I do.
For me, I say since I got four.
Mm-hmm.
Even that shit out. We could be Even Stevens. No, that's not Even Stevens. We could be Cheaper by the Dozens.
That's dope, though, because I will say I was always, and I don't know if you remember me saying this in middle school, people would ask me how many kids I wanted, and I used to always say eight. I was on some old grandmother shit. You want who?
10.
You want to be broke. That's what you want to be.
Like, my husband, he can have kids already, because I ain't going to be no motherfucker, but nobody else first time baby mama for the third time.
Okay. But and so okay.
I actually told my friend that, and he said, "You'll be one lucky motherfucker." That's a lucky motherfucker.
Man,
and I was like, "Oh my god, no!" He's like, "Yeah, that's a 3-time champ right there."
Type shit. I guess it's not that I don't, like, I wouldn't care about, like, what I am, but I'm also, like, I have a fear of, like, what if you dating somebody and you think that they really dope and you think that they the best motherfucker on earth, and then maybe years down the line you find out this motherfucker really wasn't taking care of their kids, this bitch wasn't as bitter as the motherfucker said, like, all of that shit. Now my dumb ass got pregnant by this motherfucker. And now I'm going through the same shit that he claimed you was doing to him. And now I'm the same bitch that's like, oh, can't do it. See, it's too much. Having a kid is too much, because it's too much. And I hope, like, when I say I hope the person will be mature, like, now we pushing 30. And these motherfuckers still be on the same game talking about some, she won't let me see my kid. I tried everything, but you won't try going to court. You won't even try. And I know, I will say, like, I see a lot of men saying, like, oh, the courts don't treat us right. They don't do this. Y'all don't be trying hard enough. Y'all go to court, get a no, and be like, fuck life. Now, granted, I will say I don't know, like, the financial part, because I know a lot of people be like, it costs so much. And I'm like, what the fuck did it cost? Because I don't remember anything being charged to me when I went to court. And I wasn't even trying to go to motherfucking court. So I guess sometimes I'm just like, okay, do I really want to get involved with a dude in a point where we might have a kid? Girl, I would try everything to be like, nope, we ain't having it. I will say, if a child happened now, which I told my guy recently, I told him we would sign a contract where you get the child. You have all rights to this child, because I'm not doing that again. I'm not finna be a baby mom again where you dog me out and you talk shit about me to the next bitch. And then later on, you want to come back and ask for some poom poom. You got me fucked up. You can have this kid, but I love my child. I will pay child support this time.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds sick, but it's like the same part. This whole thing is about the village. The same way I have a village, my daughter should have had two villages. Mm-hmm. She should have had my mom's side, and she should have had my dad's side, or her dad's side. And when you look at the fact that it's so easy for that second village to walk away just because the father walked away, that's what I can't do.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm blessed, because, like, my sons get to go. They could still go where my daughter goes. They don't have to stay back. But if he's asking for them, they're going.
Yeah.
They're going. Like, my youngest son has a strong bond with him. So he was like, I don't know why you just don't bring him by when you drop layoff. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't want to intrude. Like, they always welcomed here. Just let me know when they come. Okay, bet. Say less. Same with his mom. Like, my kids are always welcome. And with my last relationship, even then, his mom is like, your kids are still a part of us. And that's like, that's pretty dope. You gain people. You gain extra people as you go through this journey of life and all of that. And it's up to you on how you channel that. Like, what do you need from your village? It's always best to tell them what you need from them versus them having to guess. Well, that's just my opinion.
No, I definitely get it. I think everybody got their opinion on the village. I think I'm more so like, I just want you to be there. Like, if I can call you and just be like, I just need a break today, or she needs this, or can you be here to pop up for this? And it's like, I realize that when it comes to the village on that side, I have to give something to get something. And I'm like, but this is your blood, my nigga. This is your blood. But then when I spoke to one of her uncles, they swore up and down, like, no, he told us you did X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I finally showed them the messages. Like, I really want the uncles still be involved and stuff like that. They were hurt. And I feel like I don't trust the village anymore, because at some point the village is always, it always has cracks and it always has some type of fucked up person in the mix. And it's like, it's just too much. I also look at the fact that, like, you know how many people, and it sounds so weird and off topic, but it's like, you know how many people we went to school with and we trusted and we call friends and we let around our kids to find out they are still interested in children. I can't allow that in my village.
Disgust.
Bro, when I tell you, so maybe like 2 years out of high school, we found out so many people were coming out. And the fucked up part about it all, it was so many people coming out like, yeah, I like children. And I told so many people, they were bragging about it to people. And everybody, it's okay. It's this and it's that. It's not okay. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm never going to like bash a person. I'm just not going to talk to you no more. And this specific person that I'm talking about had been around so many people's children. And it's funny because that person was somebody I trusted. And I was like, one day I was like, I need you to watch my daughter. But for some reason, it didn't happen. Like, when I tell you my daughter has saved me in so many situations, she always got sick when something bad happened. And for some reason, she got sick that day. And I was like, that's really odd, because as soon as I said, it's okay, she's sick, and dude, gave it an hour, she was perfectly fine. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I was fine with it, because I'm like, I really didn't want to go to work today anyway, so I don't give a fuck. Bro, a year go by, I found out that was the situation. I was like, that is not cool. You realize how easy it is for your fucking village to become corrupt, and I don't like that.
Absolutely. Like, people, it just be dangerous out here with other people's kids.
Or my favorite. Do you ever remember? I don't know if you remember, because this was years ago, but you made a post one day. I don't know what it said, but remember a girl came at me. I think she was one of your friends. I was like, is this girl coming at me reckless? But I said something about how I never trust the man I date around my kids. And she was like, well, you shouldn't be dating if you don't trust nobody around your kids. And I was like, no, I just remember how I'm watching all my friends get played by these niggas, come to find out their main target was the children. It was never the woman. Mm. And I don't know if I ever got a response by her, but I remember I was like, Boogie, I don't like your friend. Like, no offense. I was like, look, I don't know her, and maybe she meant well, and maybe she meant it in a different statement. But I think that the problem with single mothers, single fathers too, is sometimes you want somebody to love you so much and you want them to love your kid as well, that like you accept a lot and you don't see the red flags. You don't see, and let's be real, these motherfucking pedophiles, they can play it off like it's nothing. Well, guess what? I'm not going to get played like that, because then my kid ain't want to get played with. You play with my child, I'm going to be rocking an orange suit.
No, for real.
And I'm going to have a smile in the mugshot like, yep.
Like, that ain't right.
Because it's just weird. I think that's why. I think, honestly, if I have to be real, I think people who accept the village, they work through their trauma with other stuff. Where the people who did not work through their trauma don't know how to cope with it. All the shit that they went through in their childhood, they don't accept the village.
I agree. I definitely agree. And only because, like, for them, they don't know if it could be a repetitive thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're like, you could be like, no, 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 it's not like that. No, 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 no. But are they hearing this? Fuck you, whore. It's like that.
Sorry, y'all. I'm drinking, too, and it's finally, like, kicking in and shit. I done had, like, 4 bottles right now.
She drunk.
I ain't drunk yet, shit. I need a couple, like, actual drinks. This motherfucking wine shit don't work.
Oh.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh. Y'all got to stay tuned though, because we actually have, are we doing the wind down anytime soon or are we waiting for next month?
So, unfortunately, with the wind down, our Instagram was seized.
Oh my God, yeah, that shit's some bullshit.
So we have to make up another Instagram and everything like that. But in the meantime, we are going to do it. Maybe, hopefully, we could try to figure something out for this Friday. If not this Friday, then it'll be next week Friday. But you will have to be following our actual Instagram pages because we're going to go live off of our actual page and link each other in together because, like, we can't get into our other page, unfortunately. And we got another. So,
oh, yeah.
We're going to do it that way. So you could follow me as Zay Cotton. Z as in zebra, A-Y, cotton like a cotton ball. you could also follow
motherfucking Adora Janae. It's Adora underscore Janae. A-D-O-R-A underscore J-A-N-A-E. Girl, I forgot how to spell my middle name for a second. Like, God damn. I had to think about it. Like, girl... Okay.
I was waiting on you to say E, but I'm like, maybe she got a burp in between her pauses. I don't know. Yeah.
I was like, wait, what the fuck am I spelling? But okay, I got y'all. I'm back on track.
But you can follow both of those pages and you will see the notification from when we're going live because it's like a lot of shit that's been going on. And like this week is just filled already with a lot of shit and it's only fucking Monday.
You know what we'll do? I think we should still do our wind down like we plan on. But we'll instead, like she said, follow those pages and we'll tag Venting Space page in it, even though we can't get onto our site. At least you know that it's really us instead of two random motherfuckers talking about nothing. So
exactly, because we might be talking about sperm whales, we might be talking about elephants, we might
be talking about your mama, but it's okay.
We talk about how to get $1 million in like 10 minutes, scamming that shit, you know?
Okay.
Podcast.
She's trying to get us banned in different ways. Like she said, this nigga annoying.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, we got to wrap this up. So,
back.
Sorry, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Venting with Zay and Jay. Deuces. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Venting Space with Zay and Jay. We really appreciate all the love and support that you guys have shown us. Please don't forget to join us every Monday for Mental Health Monday and every other Thursday for Thrusting Thursday. And lastly, every Friday for Wind Down Friday. Once again, we love to thank you guys for joining us as we drift off into space. Bye.